California Ag Today, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. Almond growers have a new product that can keep bloom around longer. Jim Hansen is a specialty crop manager for Valent, and he noted a new use for Retain, a plant growth regulator that has been used in other crops.
This product's been around since 1998. The mode of action is really, it's a biosynthesis inhibitor of ethylene production in the plant. And the initial use for this product was actually for elongation of the lifespan of ornamental flowers. So knowing that, you know, we started looking at where do we have issues with the length of the bloom lasting. And one of those areas was in cherries. So we've actually registered it in cherries, and it's been used for about 3 or 4 years now.
Retain has also been used in a problem in walnuts known as pistillate flower abscission, which has made a difference in certain varieties.
The pistillate abscission in walnuts is a little bit different. The ethylene being produced in that process is through pollen landing onto the female flower, and that pollen is causing ethylene production, and that was causing the flowers to abscise. So that's really a little bit different process.
But for almonds, the goal was to keep the flowers around longer.
The basic principle there is just keeping that flower viable longer will give the bees more time to pollinate.
Hansen said that Valent did a lot of research on this product before they started marketing it.
Probably the most researched product and use profile that we've done quite a long time. So we have spent a lot of time trying to get this one nailed down. It's been 3 years worth of research that we've been doing specifically on almonds with this profile. And that was after it really establishing kind of the use pattern concept in cherries. So we wanted to make sure we got this one right.
It was a big pistachio crop this year, but markets will increase. Brian German has the report.
According to the Administrative Committee for Pistachios, California growers produced a record 902 million pounds. This year's production reflects a combination of favorable weather and close to 250,000 acres of trees that came into commercial production. However, while crop size grew, there was a bit of a decline in quality, attributed in part to an unusually wide range in the timing of crop ripening. The market price of pistachios has fallen a bit, but the lower prices, along with rebounding demand in China, should help move the new crop.
Thinking of buying or selling agricultural property? Think Pearson Realty, the industry leader in farm real estate brokerage for nearly 100 years. Call a Pearson Realty experienced ag property specialist today at 559-432-6200. Again, 559-432-6200.
This past week in Fresno County, there was a dedication of a new dairy digester at Open Sky Ranch, the first digester in CDFA's Dairy Digester Research and Development Program. The program is one of several CDFAs supported by the state's Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund, which is made possible by cap and trade funding. CDFA contributed $973,000 to this digester project, with Open Sky Ranch providing the remainder of $1.9 million. Biogas from the digester will be used to produce approximately 800 kilowatts of renewable electricity annually, enough to power 600 homes. Many California FFA members can't afford those iconic blue jackets. You can help out by going to calaged.org/Giving Tuesday. That's calaged.org/Giving Tuesday. Please give anytime. This is California Ag Today.